he said in Psalm 61 that he felt overwhelmed. There was times that he felt overwhelmed, and how he combated that was he came up to a higher place. Hallelujah. He came up higher with God. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Hallelujah. That's what he said. Take me to the rock that is higher than I. Lead me to that rock. Take me, and what that speaks to me is God wants to take us to another higher level. Hallelujah. And those are the things that we can do, is to get in our word and worship and to pray. And that takes us up out of our worries, out of our overwhelmingness, to overcoming. Hallelujah. It takes us above our problems. Hallelujah. So come up spiritually higher. That is our desire in this time. Hallelujah. To come up a little bit higher. So don't forget that. I was reminded of a story too. I just want to read this real quick. That there was a farmer, and he found an eagle nest where the mother had died and left the egg. So he took that in, and he took it into one of his hens, and it hatched in the hen house. At first, the eagle scratched like a chicken, and he acted like a chicken. But the bigger he got, he became aware that he was not a chicken. He would stare out at the cage and look into the sky. Sometimes he would flop his wings, but the cage held him down. But one day, hallelujah, one day another eagle flew over, and he realized that's who he was, hallelujah. And this little eagle began to swell. He knew there was something greater that he was meant to do. So the farmer opened the cage door, and he soared, hallelujah, above the heavenly. Soared. That was his real purpose, hallelujah. And I just wanted to tell you that. So they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Renew your strength in him. And at this time, I want to call up our pastor, Pastor Chris. He has a word. Our leader, praise leader Dan, they're going to sing. So just worship in your living room. Amen.
Yes, hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. You know what overwhelms me? When I become aware that he's near. Man, that overwhelms me. That causes something within me that in the midst of that, like my wife says, when I'm aware of his presence, when I'm just aware, hallelujah, that he's near me, that overwhelms me. Begins to rise up within me. So I want you to know you're with us tonight. He's with us tonight. We've come to bless his name, to lift him up, hallelujah, to shout praises under our name, to bless him because he's worthy, hallelujah. He's a mighty God. He's sovereign. Oh, hallelujah. So this is worship. We're going to sing out, open up the heavens so you, hopefully you know this. And let's just sing it out unto God. Amen. Hallelujah. Worship with us.
Waiting for this day, we have gathered in your name, calling out to you.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Your glory like a fire, awakening design, burn our hearts with. And you're the reason we're here.
Yeah, yes, Lord.
And we're the reason we're singing. Open up the heavens. We wanna see you. Open up the floodgates. A mighty river flowing from your heart. Filling every part of our praise.
Ah, yes, Lord.
Your glory on your face, look into the sky.
Yes, Lord.
Descending like a cloud, you're standing with us now. Lord, unveil our eyes.
Yes, Lord.
You're the reason we're here.
You're the reason.
You're the reason we're singing.
Mighty river flowing from your heart, Gather together, hallelujah, under one name, in the name of Jesus Christ, the name that's above every other name, the name that has drawn us together, the name that brings us together, hallelujah, that unifies us, God, that causes us to be one together with you, God. Lord, I pray to God, Lord, that the anointing begins to quicken us, God. Quicken us, God, Lord. Quicken us, dear God, Lord. Let it flow out of our lives. Let it fill us, God. Every part of our lives, God. Let it fill us up, God, in overflow. Lord, we give you glory. We give you praise. In your holy name, we thank you. Amen. Welcome, everyone, tonight. I'm glad you're here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Used to worshiping with you, but I just, in person, but we're together here. Amen. I just really feel this, hallelujah, that there's holy moments in our lives. There's moments of opportunity that God desires in every waking day to reveal himself to you, to me, to each one of us, to reveal who he is in his might and his strength. That, like I said from the beginning, that we become aware of what he did for us. That we become aware of his great power. That we don't look around us, but we see him high and lifted up. High and lifted up. Seated upon the throne. Something quickens within us. So tonight I just want to share a few things with you about the intentions of God. The heart of God. And his plan and purpose for your lives. Thank you. Heavenly Father, we just ask right now, God. Lord, quicken each one here tonight, God. Let us be enlightened. Let us be enlightened, God, by your word. Lord, it begins to grip us, God. Hallelujah. Lord, it begins to come into each one of our homes right now. And Lord, the presence begins to overshadow us. Hallelujah. Lord, fill us with your joy. Fill us with your peace, God. As we're aware of your greatness, God. Hallelujah. Overshadow us, God. Hallelujah. Lord, let us have an outflow of your greatness in our lives, God. As we're aware of who you are, God. In the power of your might. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Dan. Amen. Hallelujah. Good to have you. I'm going to jump right into the Word. I'm going to jump into Ephesians. I hope we're trying to adjust the sound, so I hope this is good. Hope you can hear it good, because you know how I get loud. I get excited. But I'm excited. This Word has been in my heart for the last 2 days that God began to spoke to my heart, because He began to share with me about how His intentions is to walk with us. Amen. His Spirit, that we are to walk in the Spirit, that we're to walk in it, move in it, and have our very being. Hallelujah. That God begins to overwhelm us with who He is. Amen. That we begin to see it. And the more we begin to take hold of it, and the more that we begin to grab hold of it and let it be aware of it. And I spoke that this week, that we become aware. That we become aware of the knowledge and understanding of what? Of what He did for me. Of who He is in my life. And begin to grasp that in us, in this earthen vessel, is a treasure, hallelujah, a value that was invested in Christ, and now it's deposited within your life when you receive Him as King and as Lord. So let's share this Word. This is in Ephesians 3, and the Word of God says, "And unto me," or let's go 7. It says, "Whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God, given unto me by the effectual working of His power." I want you to know that Paul wasn't looking for Jesus. But Jesus was looking for him. When he met him on that road, I want you to know that he overshadowed him. He didn't realize it. He was all into himself, and he was consumed with hatred and anger. But Jesus knew what he needed. And Jesus was longing and to express himself to the one who wasn't even looking. He was lost. And Jesus, hallelujah, caused him to be found in him. And I want you to see this. And Paul was aware of this, and he was quickened by that. And it rose him up. It caused him to become alive with who God is. And he says this, and he says, "Unto me, who am less than the least of all the saints, is this grace." The one who wasn't even looking for him, but his love arrested me. It grabbed hold of me. He says that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make known to all men what is the fellowship, what is the communion that God desires. It says, "From the beginning of this world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto principalities and powers," to the intent that this was the intention of God. This was God's intent. This was God's purpose, that He desired that He had fellowship with man, that we would enter into this relationship, this fellowship with Him, that this powerful mystery, that we understand that the Bible says that this hope, that I understand that Christ in me, the hope of glory, that I can begin to take hold of it and see in this. And it says, "To know the intent of the power that be known by the church, that it be revealed to the church, the manifold wisdom of God, the according to the eternal purposes of God, that He desires to abide in your life, to walk with you, talk with you, to invade every moment of your life, to overwhelm you, to fill you up," hallelujah, "with who He is in the earth, that my will be done on earth as it is in heaven," that the expression of God, the intentions of God, would be released out of your lives into those around you, into your environment, and it begins to change things. It begins to overwhelm us, knowing that He's near me, that God is with me. That awareness of His power and might. And it says, "Into whom we have boldness because of Christ," that this was purposed in Christ, that the intentions of God was released, that the Word became flesh, that He is Emmanuel, God with us, that it would be revealed to us through Jesus Christ, that all that God was would be expressed through Christ, and because of Christ, through the cross and through the resurrection, that now I can receive this, the intentions of God, the purposes of God through Christ, and I can take hold of my life, walk in the fellowship with God daily. And it says that we become, that we, with boldness and access with confidence by the faith of Him, that we access it with confidence. Take hold of it, that we go boldly to the throne room of God. Wherefore I desire that you faint not at your tribulations, at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. He's declaring, says, in the midst of your tribulations, I want you to be reminded that you have access to the Father. Hallelujah. Confident, be confident in this understanding. What I did for you. That's why it's so powerful for us to understand the expression of God, the intentions of God was that He sent His Son. That we'd have life and we'd have power. That we'd be equipped and filled up. But I want you to see, and I began to think about Paul. I began to think about Peter. And how Peter, he walked in this expression of God, but not right away. I want you to know that he didn't grasp the reality and the power of it. Even all the way through, even at the end, towards the end, that he was unaware, that he had a hard time grasping the name, who he was. That he was no longer Simon, but he was Peter, the rock. Even the character and understanding that God wanted to express that nature. I want to show you who I am through your life. So here's Peter. Peter and John, after the resurrection, after they come to the fullness that they were quickened and they believed and something within them awakened. Hallelujah. That God wants to awaken within you. And as they were walking, they came to a place and they seen a man that was hurting. He was broken. And they were reaching for him. They had an expectation to take hold of. I want you to know that, listen, the world is looking with expectation for the sons of God to be revealed. They're looking for men and women of God to arise, to reveal the light in darkness. I want you to know that you got this. The enemy will try to do everything he can to try to deter you and make you think that you have no light, that you have no power. But I'm here to tell you, the Word of God tells me different. And Peter took hold of it. And when Peter reached out, he says, silver and gold have I none. Hallelujah. I want you to know, but what I have is enough. But such as I have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to hear that and understand that he spoke that with authority. He spoke that with the authority that was given to him, that he believed it. That God gave me the authority through Jesus Christ. Not by my works. Not by my power. Not anything that I've done. But by faith and believing that God has given me that authority. And he spoke to it and he rose him up in the midst. Man, and as I begin to think about Peter, let me get a drink. Like I said, nobody likes a dry preacher. Amen. And it says, I just want to touch base with this because how that he wants to evade every life moment. Can you say that? Life moments. Life moments. He wants to meet with you. And I want you to see that Peter really wasn't even looking. Peter didn't know what, sometimes we don't even know what we need. We're not even aware of that. But I want you to know that when he steps into your life, you realize what you've been missing. You realize what you don't have, what you lack. When you come to that understanding of his power and his might, that he desires to walk with you, talk with you. And we can look at the whole story. I want you to look at the Bible and realize this. This love that he had, this desire and the intentions of God was that he walk with you. And I want you to take hold of this for your lives and apply it in your life to see here that just like every one of us, that we come to this understanding of who He is in our lives and we begin to walk in it. We begin to hold on to it. We begin to let it begin to express out of our lives. And this is what Peter did in Luke. He says, he arrives here and I just believe that he was here. And we'll see here that it was at church where that he came and Jesus stepped in at that same time. I want you to know that's that moment in church where that he meets with us. It's the moment in church. It's a moment in that place where that he wants us to express and to see who he is as we worship and we become strong in who he is and the power of his might. So here he was. Here's Peter is there and he's just looking. Come on, I want you to know so many times we're just looking that sometimes we don't step out, but we're just looking to see what's going on. And he says, and it came down to Capernaum, he says, in Galilee, and he taught them on the Sabbath day. And it says, and they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was power. His word was, as he was speaking with influence, he was speaking with authority. They've never heard this before. That authority and that power, the way that he spoke, was speaking as a way of influence, like somebody influenced, like he was in this relationship, that he was initiated to speak these words, that it came out of a relationship, like as you know. And he spoke this way with power and authority, with confidence, like he had access, and he did. And it says, and in the synagogue there was a man of spirit, and it begins to go on and share. And it says, and in Jesus, he rebuked, saying, hold your peace. Come out of him. As he spoke to demons, as he spoke to this authority, this demon that was trying to grip this man at this moment, at this time. And he said, shut up. This is what Jesus did. He spoke of this, and he had the authority. He spoke to that enemy. He said, shut up. Hold your peace. That means shut up. That's the authority that he spoke. And here's Peter. He's standing there. I don't know whether he was in the back. I want you to know that whether he was in that place or wherever he was, that his walk with God, wherever it was, but it wasn't where he needed to be, because Jesus came there to reveal who he was. And in the midst of the word, as he was there, he began to hear that this is something I desire. This was something that was quickening him. He felt like he needed to hear more. I don't know about you, but we're in a place, I'm in a place where I know I got to hear more. That I'm not satisfied where I'm at. I want more. I want to taste and see even more who he is in my life. I want to grab hold of, I want to be overwhelmed by his presence and his power and his might. And something with Peter, something quickened him. And it says that he desired to hear more, because the next verse we can look down and it says, and he came out of the synagogue and he entered into Simon, which is Peter's house. That he came out of church and he went there. I want you to think about this. I want you to know that God wants to walk in life moments with you, in your church moments. But I want you to know, every one of us, sometimes we have this place where you have this relationship that you've experienced God in church. But I want you to know that God wants to go from your church to your house. God wants to go with you from church to your house. He wants to access every part of your life. He wants to get involved because he loves you. He desires to be involved in every area of your life, to invade every area of your life, every room of your heart, every space that is open. And this is what happened. And Peter was like, man, why don't you come home? And this is what happened when you come home. And his mother-in-law was sick with fever. And it says that Jesus, because he brought Jesus with him to his house, then all of a sudden, it wasn't just for Peter, but now it was for his household. I want you to know that God wants you to walk with him in every moment of your life, not just in church. But that expression, be relieved in your house, that those around you will be ministered to. That they'll be overwhelmed about the awareness of who he is. And he healed her. And then it says, and now the sun was setting, and they had, this is in verse 40. He says, and those that were sick, he wasn't done yet. Hallelujah. I want you to know he's always working. Jesus is always doing something. Just because he brought them home, that all of a sudden there became access. That God wants to work in your life and move in your life. God wants to touch those that are around you. So he began to touch not only his family, but then it began to overflow. Come on, can you say overflow? It began to overflow from those that were outside, that were wondering what was going on. And he says, and Jesus laid hands on everyone. Listen, I want you to know that Jesus wants to touch everybody. Everybody. Everybody here. Every one of you. Every one of your family members. He wants to touch those. Those ones that are lost. Those ones that are hurting. Those ones that have not gave him access. That are not aware of him. Or not even consciously aware of the power of his might. What he's done for them. And the promises. He desires to touch him. Even when you're not looking for him. He's desiring to touch you. To express himself. And it says, and the devils came out of many, crying out and saying, thou art Christ. Man, that's something that we could take hold of. And I don't want to get into all of that. But man, Jesus, the devils even knew his name. I want you to see this and know that something was entertaining the thoughts in Peter's mind as he became overwhelmed by this and aware of, this is God. This is God in my midst. And everything around him, because there was people that were denying it, saying, no, he's just this and that. But something within him says, no, he speaks with authority. Something's powerful about this overflow of who he was. This doesn't come by man. And as he began to go on, so there he was in his church. Hallelujah. And then he wanted to go into his home. He wanted something more. And he brought the word home. Verse 40 says, and he wanted to touch everyone. And as it goes down, it says, and when the day, this is verse 42, and it was day, and he departed and went into a desert place, and he sought where he could stay, and he should not depart from there. And he said unto them, I must go. They were trying to hold him back. They were trying to hold him back. I want you to see the heart of God that it was. He says that I am for more than just one church, that I want to invade every area. I want to be involved in every area. And he shows us this, where he went from the church to his house, and then he's going to go to the next level, to another place. But there's progressive walking with God and something within him. He let God begin to quicken him. And he began to say, and he says, and it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him, man, there's something powerful that takes place when you begin to press upon him. You begin to press upon who he is. And you begin to lean upon that word. That desire to hear him. They desired it. There was something within him. I pray that every one of us are desiring that word in our lives even more. Even now that we have opportunity to take the time to get alone with God. That we can access that and take hold of what he's done for us. And begin to see the power of his might. And it says, I want you to see this because these are life moments. And every one of these disciples, as he goes on this journey, he was showing them that he wanted to be in every moment. What's next? Man, that should be our lives. That should be our lives because every day there was something new. I just don't want to experience him on Saturday or Sunday. But what's next? What does he want to show me on Monday? What does he want to show me? What does he want to do in our lives at our homes? With my family. And then the next place is this. Is Peter was at work. And he desired to reveal himself to Peter at work. Peter, I just don't want to know you at church. I don't want to just know you. I don't want you just to know me at home. But I want to know you in your workplace. I want to get involved in every area, every little place of your life. I want to reveal myself. I want you to see and know that I'm God. I want you to experience the power of it. I want to reveal myself in life moments. In the midst, in the hurts, in the pains, in the doubts, in the fears. I want to reveal myself. And here's Jesus, he shows up, and it says, and they were pressing in to grab hold of him, and they stood by the lake, and there was two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them, and they were washing their nets. Man, and he entered into the one of the ships who he knew is Simon, and here's Jesus, he's looking, he's seeing Jesus come, and he gets into his boat. You know, we're going to see here that there's this extension of this relationship that we can begin to see that life moments, and the first moment that Jesus, I don't know where you are, but I know that God wants to take every one of us higher. In the first place that he began to minister, people was on the shoreline. Man, it was at that place where it was firm, the ground was before you, you could feel the ground around you. It's a safe place. Sometimes we worship from the safe places. But then the next place was Jesus says, I want you to go out a little bit. And it was in the shallows. And everybody that was on the ground that was standing there, they were able to hear him. But then there was another place that he wanted to take them. He says, launch out into the deep. Go a little farther. I want you, these are life moments. That he says, man, Peter, I know you knew me at church. Peter, I know that you felt me and seen my workings in your home. But now I want to work continually. I want to work in your workplace where you are. I want to show you. I want you to know that I want to invade that space. I want to begin to invade your finances. This is what it's declaring, that these were his finances. And I want you to know that he was coming back because he didn't get anything. He was empty. He came back empty. He came out back without anything. And God was showing him he wouldn't invade that space. He wants to be a part of every, even our finances and our businesses. Your business might have felt like it failed, but I want you to know that when we look again, when we begin to trust his word, even though it doesn't seem like it, we begin to realize, man, Lord, I don't understand it. I don't know how this is going to happen, but I believe your word. And that's what Peter said. Peter says, I want you to know that I don't understand this. We've already tried this. We've already toiled. We've already done this. But this time, I'll do it with your word. I'll believe what you said. I'll let it begin to get within me. I'll begin to let it overflow my life. And I want you to know that by faith he believed that every day, because of life moments, because of the first moment when he met him, he continued to walk with him and his faith began to build. That's what God wants to do in your lives. God wants you to experience him every day and every moment. And in the midst of that, you could say, what's next, God? What's next? Sometimes with fear, we're worried about tomorrow, but you don't have to worry about why. Because he's with you. He's walking with you. Those are life moments. Those have become opportunities for him to express who he is in your lives. That we see the intentions of God are for you, to bless you. We begin to get revealed the thoughts of God and how much he loves you. and what you mean to him. And he says, and his partners, even those ones that were around him, were blessed because of the abundance that took place in their lives. And then all of a sudden, Simon Peter, he saw it and he fell down. He seen what took place because he was obedient where he believed. And as he seen this, he seen the expression of God. He seen the authority of God, and he let it, took hold of it in his life by faith. And the result of it was there was overflow because he obeyed the word. And then he began to fall down and he began to repent. He says, I don't want to go back anymore. I don't want to go back to believing the way I used to. But I want to believe your word. I want you to know that through this thing that we're standing and believing, I don't want you to know that when it's all over, I don't want to go back the same again. I want to let what God's doing in my life change me and work in me and move in me, begin to overwhelm me, begin to invade every area of my life as I give it to him. And it says, the Bible says that we're sanctified by the cleansing and the washing of the word. Right there, because he believed that word, it begins to cause him to repent, begins to work in our lives. That's what Jesus was doing. Jesus was moving in their lives in every one of those areas. He was dealing with the weak places that was in their lives that they didn't see on their own. They weren't even aware of it. But Jesus did. He knew it. He says, walk with me in life moments. I'm going to reveal who I am in you. And it says, let me just keep going here. And it was, what's next, God? What will you reveal? All these things in my life. And we begin to look here, and as you begin to go down, that all of a sudden, here he was, and he says, he began to deal with them on different things that they were going through in their lives, just like he does with us. I want you to know every part. And here they were, where Jesus was overwhelmed. All these people were near him, and his fame began to grow, and they were like, oh my goodness, because of his expression, because who he was, this anointing that was coming out of his life. And everybody began to chase him down, and this is how Jesus dealt with fame. Instead of us getting a bumped up head, you know what he did? He went to prayer. He met with a father. He was showing them, because of this, I want you to see that you don't get a puffed up thinking you did something. But he went to prayer. And then, as he went farther, it says, and he came to a certain place that, and he was teaching. And there were the Pharisees and the doctors' laws. And they were sitting there. And this arrests me because it says in Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present. Listen, I want you to see this. These are life moments that they were standing back in the background and they were watching what he was doing. You don't hear very much at all about these disciples until Luke 8 or Luke 9. But in the midst of this thing, they're learning something. Something's happening within them and they become aware. In this moment right here, they became aware that he was present to heal. But even being present to hear, there was those ones that were there that didn't come to have the awareness. They weren't aware that he was present to heal, and they sat back while he was present to heal. And they're standing there, and something quickened within them that they were there. They're, man, he's present to heal, that he desires to heal. I don't want to just sit back and wonder, no, and just watch. But I want to access it. I want to take hold of it in my life. And as they watch this young man, the faith of these two guys that dropped their friend down, that was hurting, that was broken, they watched him. And when they lifted him up, they watched this. They watched it as Jesus reached for him and laid hands on him and touched him. He says, your faith has made you whole because you didn't let anything else keep you from taking hold of my presence in your life that I desire to be today. Today, right now, I desire for my expression, for my presence to be in your life today. Then these disciples were so overwhelmed because they began to see Jesus do something they've never seen before. They seen him tell that man, he says, take up your bed and go home. Man, this guy that he was in his bed, he was carried around. There's some things that carry us around. And Jesus showed those disciples that you weren't meant that way, but you were meant to carry that thing that has carried you. That thing that has tried to overwhelm you. You're meant to overwhelm it because of the faith in the word that you take hold of. In my presence that I've given you. Man, so these are life moments. These are so many different things that we could see. And he told them to go home, that he was empowered, and it quickened them. And we can begin to just keep going down through here and begin to see. He says, I don't know if you heard the bell ring, but the bell did ring. You know, we usually hear that usually. So check them first. Check temperatures. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But then Matthew, Jesus said one thing to him when he met Matthew. He looked at him and he said, follow me. Just come with me. Follow me. I want you to experience me in your daily moments, in your life right now. And as it goes on, it says, there's so much here that we can access, we take hold of. But as you come in, look yourselves. But then Jesus, he went and they went through all these different things where they seen Jesus touch the guy that had the withered hand and they spoke in his life. And then all of a sudden, that this moment, it says that they went up to the mountain, that they climbed up the mountain. And I always use that expression in Luke 6 where it says that they were climbing partners with him, that God wants you to be his partner in life. He wants to climb the mountains with you, that you begin to see and take hold of his realities, the intentions in everything that you do. And as they went up to that place that he spoke into their lives, I want you to know that they didn't access this power yet. Hallelujah. They didn't release it. They didn't cast any demons out. They didn't heal anybody. They didn't speak in anybody's lives at this time. But Jesus believed in them and declared and spoke in their life that he ordained them to be disciples. I want you to follow me. They didn't do any of those things yet. Just like their father invested in before Jesus did any miracles, he said, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased with. I want you to know that love invested in our lives before we love him, it was invested in you, in your life. And as we access it, it causes us to get up from any tomb, any grave, climb any mountain. It's that love of God that overwhelms us. Is it this power of unity? They were climbing. I wrote this down, and he went down, he says, and virtue came out of his life, and he healed them. This is in verse 7 and 19, 6, 19. And it says, as the multitude saw him, he touched him, for there went out of him power to heal those. Power went out of his life. And then the next verse, he begins to tell them about the Beatitudes. Begins to get them to the place where they begin to hear what he's saying. Man, I something quickened me, but in life moments, these are opportunities where as you touched him, they realized this. Something quickened in their lives. He said, if you touch him, you get power. See, when power left them, I want you to see that we need to touch him. And it says that you will go, and he says, in power. And he began to, let's look that up real quick. As he told them this, he says, this is in Mark. Oh, hang on, let me see here. Are you with me? Come on, hallelujah. And he says, and it, Jesus said this as they ordained them, that they might send them forth to preach and to have power to heal the sick. I want you to see this and know that we can't do anything without his power. Without accessing, without touching him, we have no power. I have no authority. But without touching him. But when I touch him, I access who he is in my life. I partake and commune with that power. And then that hearing that he showed them, that you need to hear me, because I'm going to give you the blessings. You're not going to know these, but I'm going to declare, I'm going to speak them. I want you to know that we don't realize and understand what he done or who he is or the power he is unless we take hold of his word and by faith believe it. Grab it. Make it part of my life. Access the promises of God. And without hearing, I have nothing to preach. I can't preach to anybody, nobody in my life, nobody in church, nobody in my house, nobody at work, unless I have an ear to hear. What's he saying? And I grab hold of it for my life. Then he went on, and we could see here that you could just go on this journey and look and see what they began to learn and how that in life moments he was revealing himself. He was showing who he was in life moments. You can go on and here he says, and he went and he says, to love your enemies. Wow. He says, I want you to love your enemies. I'm going to give you the power to do that. He says, and be therefore merciful as your Father is merciful. I'm going to show you. This is your Father's merciful. Love your enemies. Love those who despitefully use you. I want you to know that was a life moment. What's next, God? What was next that he wanted to reveal? Because I want you to walk in victory. Because if we're not willing to forgive those ones, we're not willing to let it go and let the mercy of God overvate us and overwhelm us, then it'll keep us in that last moment. But it's the next moment that God wants to reveal to you. And then they went on, and it says, and then he began to show them. He said that if you give, it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, that will flow out of your lives. He was declaring that in their lives. He's about giving. Man, that was the next moment that God was breaking some things. And then he went on and he says, for the good tree bringeth forth corrupt fruit, but neither doth the corrupt tree bringeth forth good fruit. For every tree is known by his own fruit. For of the thorns men do not gather figs, or bramble bush gather the grapes. A good man out of the good measure, treasure of his heart, bringeth forth that which is good. And the evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. He was trying to show them their treasure. Where's your treasure? Where's your treasure? And in the midst of that, you'll produce bright fruit. That if we abide in him and access who he is in our lives, in every situation, in every moment, what do we bear? What comes out of our lives? What's working out of us? But he was working in those places. He was speaking to their hearts. And then in verse 46, it says, "And why call me good, Lord, Lord?" He says, why do you call me Lord, Lord? He says, and do not the things which I say. He was touching those places that their reasonings in their mind. He says that you reason in your mind that you call me Lord. He says, but I want you to know that when you hear my word, if you access that in that moment, in that opportunity, right then and there. And then Jesus began to share with them. I want you to know that this is the next moment, that every day that God wants to reveal who he is, because the next moment is so important for you for tomorrow. What God reveals to you today is in your next moment that he wants to release in you what you need. But unless I get it in this moment, in life moments, that I access what he has. And he began to tell them, he says, call me Lord. But I'm telling you this, that he said that whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show him who he's like. This is who he's like. He said that he's like a man that built his house and dig deep and lay down the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose and the stream beat upon it, the house could not be shaken, for it was founded upon the rock. And then he went on to say, but if you don't, he said, if you build it on sand, that it'll be shaken. I want you to know that every day that we're building it upon the rock, that I'm building my day upon the rock. I'm building my moment upon the rock. That when things come my way, that I won't be overtaken by it. That's why they was at this place where Peter was hearing this. And Jesus was saying it because why? Their next moment, they were going to be found in the midst of a place they were shaken. In the midst of the water, in the midst of a storm that was shaking everything within them. That was causing them to rise up, and something within them caused them. I believe that they needed to be quickened that I'm upon the rock. And begin to get their focus back on him, on who he was in their lives. Who he revealed himself to them. So remember, Peter, because listen, that if you don't focus on me, if you don't see me in the midst of your storms, they'll be shaken and they'll fall. But if you see him, hallelujah, for who he is, your next moment won't overcome you, but you overcome it. I just want to share this. He says, we're dipping past. This is the last thing. Appreciate you all for being here tonight. Hope this speaks to your heart. But it's the next moments. He says that we're digging down deep. That's what he said. He says, those that hear my word dig down deep. We dig down past emotions and fears and doubts. We dig down past. We push aside all those things that are against his word, that things that we don't believe that he said about us. We push them aside. We push those things aside and take hold of. That's digging down deep. That's pressing past all those things that are around me. The reasonings and the doubts and the fears. That I could put my trust in him. All the circumstances that are around us. The Bible says that where there is no vision, people perish.
But he who keeps the word is happy. Happy is he. Man, that people without vision, without revelation. See, today God wants to give you a revelation of who he is for tomorrow. God wants to reveal to you today, this moment, right now, every moment of our lives. They become holy moments. They become opportunities for him to reveal how mighty he is, to show you how strong he is. People without revelation of who he is perish. They're shaken like that foundation. They don't have a revelation that he's my rock. He's my source. He's my hope. Proverbs 3:1. I want you to see this. Take hold of these scriptures and put them in your heart. Proverbs 3:1 says this. It says, "And my son, forget not my word, but let thine heart keep my word. For the length of your days, long life and peace shall they add to thee." He says, "And let not my mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them about your neck. Don't leave without them. Make them part of your day, your moments, your life moments." And he says, "So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord in thine heart, and learn not to lean on your understanding. And but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths," your next moment, your next thing. That's bigger than you, but it's not bigger than him. The Bible says, "The word have I hid in my heart, so I don't sin. Thy word is the lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." What you say. I want you to know that if we keep his word keeps us. That we stay in that word. We don't get outside of it, but we stay in the word of what he says about me and my walk with him. That I take hold of my daily bread. That I partake of him in every moment of my life. My last scripture is Philippians 6. I want you to check this out. And this is Paul. Paul, the one that met him when he wasn't looking for him. Paul that desired God to show, desired to show himself who he was. Even in the wicked moment that he was in, he was killing Christians. He was slaughtering them. He was killing the ones, these Christians, these ones that were walking with God. He was going after them. He had vengeance in his heart, and Jesus met him. And he wanted to overwhelm him with who he was in his life. And Paul got so overwhelmed by this love that he let it rise, and he never stopped seeking it. He caused every moment, and those became life moments where he began to trust God. God says, "I want you to go here." And he went there. He trusted him, even to a place where he was willing to release everything within his life, that he went to prison after prison. He was in dire situations. But because of the life moments, because he said yes to God, because he took hold of him in his daily life, he applied it in his heart, that rock, he dug down deep. He dug down deep past all these other things where he could have felt to himself, "I'm not worthy. I'm not good enough. I can't do this. I've done so many bad things." But he believed him for what he said about him, in spite of everybody else. The other disciples didn't want nothing to do with him for a long time. But he believed what he said. He dug past that stuff. Dug past the fears. Dug past the doubts. And he says, "But I would that you know, that you understand, brethren, that the things which have happened unto me have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel. These things that have come upon me have fallen out. They haven't worked like the enemy thought." Why? Because he gave him access to every moment of his life. These things that the enemy tried to work against me, couldn't, because I stood on the rock. When it tried to shake me, when everything was hard, when everything looked impossible, it tried to shake me down. Oh. And he says, they've fallen out. They've not worked. He says, so that the bonds of Christ might manifest in every place, in every situation. See, God wants to reveal himself in every place. He wants to reveal himself in every moment, in every lifetime, every second of your life, from your church to your house, to your workplace, to your finances, to your emotions, to your pains. He wants to work it out. The enemy has done for evil, but God will turn it for your good. And Jesus, in every place, in all other places. And he says, what's next? Doesn't matter. See, that's what Paul said. He says, it doesn't matter what's next. I don't care what the enemy's trying to do. My focus isn't on him because I've dug down deep. And my hope comes from the Lord. My confidence is in him. I access what he has in my life today. And he says, it doesn't matter. What's next? Sometimes we say that in life. Oh my goodness, what's next? And Paul spoke this. He says, what's next? It doesn't matter. Because God's for me. God's with me. And I'm walking in the next moment with him. I'm not walking out of step with him, but I'm walking into him. I'm going to access his power, his strength, his might, his life. And I'm going to let it overwhelm me in this moment, at this time, right now. And he says, therein do I rejoice. Yea, I rejoice, for I know that this shall turn for my salvation, for my good, through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, nothing shall I be afraid, that with boldness as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body and in my life, that he will be magnified, that he'll be glorified in this moment right now. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what's next. He's with me. He wants to magnify himself in your life. He wants to get bigger. I want you to know that God wants to get bigger in your life, in your moments, in your families, today. Man, I just want you to worship with me as we finish with the song that nothing else matters. I need nothing else but him. Listen. Caught up in your presence. Ooh, not my problems. I'm caught up in your presence.
Here at your feet. I'm caught up in this holy moment. I never want to leave. Ooh, yeah. I'm not here for blessing. And you don't owe me anything. Well, then anything that a man do. Oh, yes, just want you. Oh, yeah. I'm caught up in your presence. And I just want to sit here at your feet. Caught up in this holy, oh, make this a holy moment. Never wanna leave. Oh, I'm not here for blessing. Sing it. I just want you. Just want you. Nothing else. Oh yeah. Nothing else. Yeah. Nothing else will do. Oh, I just want you. Nothing else. Nothing else. Nothing else here. Nothing else will do.
I don't have time. I don't have time for nothing else but you, God.
Oh, nothing else. Yeah, yeah, no. Nothing else will do. Oh, I just want you.
Come on, let that be our cry.
Nothing else, yeah. Oh, yeah, nothing else. Oh, nothing's more valuable. Oh, nothing's greater. Nothing.
nothing else, Lord. Yeah, nothing else. Yeah, yeah, yes, Lord. Yeah. You want to sing it again? Yeah. Just want you. Oh, nothing else. Oh, nothing else. Yeah. Nothing else will do. I just want you. Nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. Else will do. Oh, I just want you. And nothing else, Lord. And nothing else. Yeah. Nothing else will do. I just want you. Nothing else. Nothing else. Yes, Lord, I just want to sit here at your feet. Come on in this holy moment. I never want to leave. Thank you, Jesus. Hear from blessing. Oh, yeah.
Make your life become holy moments. My daily life. Let me access, hallelujah, with it, with all my heart, becoming holy moments. Powerful moments in my life. Letting Him access it. That I let Him have access to every area, every part, every my emotions, my fears, my doubts. I give it to Him right now. Come on, I just want you to give it to Him tonight. Just, Lord, we give it to You, God. We ask You, God, Lord, in these moments that You desire every day, that Your mercies are new every day. They're new every day. That they, You want to be aware. You want me to be aware of You and overwhelmed by You every day and every moment, hallelujah, in the small things, in the great things. In the good times, in the bad times, He wants access. Father, I give You access. Take hold of our lives, God. We give it to You, God. We give it to You. In the power of Your name, in Your might. Well, thank You. I'm glad each one of you came tonight. I'm glad God was with us tonight. I'm glad He's with you. I'm glad He's in your house. I'm glad that He's with you this moment right now. Just begin to overflow in the midst of this whole thing. Let your eyes change. Let you see Him high and lifted up. In every moment and situation, give it to God. Bless you. And we'll declare that we are blessed and highly favored without doubt, without fear. I'll see you this week. We're going to probably see you on Monday. We're going to do a short Bible study on Mondays at 6:30. On Wednesday, we'll do our Wednesday service online. And then on Thursday, we'll do a short Bible study and then be back here on Saturday. So God bless you. We love you. Have a good night.